So let's begin. We're up to the parak Gimel. We are up to Pasuk Kav. Let's review. I just want to follow up with one last thing on Pasuk Dal. Yesterday we concluded by mentioning that there are three places it's Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says there are three places in Tanakh where we have this idea of the Yisem Nikiyim. What happened to the microphone? Is it still working? Yeah. Okay, there are three places in Tanakh where we have this idea of the Yisem Nikim. One is in Chumash. Yisem Nikim Mehashem Umi Yisrael. The second one is in Sefer Yeshua, the end of Sefer Yeshua.
And
no, not by Rachav. The end of Sefer Yeshua, Berachav Beis. It's talking about Shchut Echutz, warning Yeshua's warning them not to offer sacrifice outside the Beis HaMikdash.
Yes.
Yeah, that was just that, but that's not what the Yerushalmi does not use that pasuk as a source for this idea. That's a different thing. He says, "Put the sign. If you're not going to put the sign, we're not going to be able to help you." And the third is the pasuk over here. And then there's more to the Gemara. The Yerushalmi concludes. Let me read you the words of the Yerushalmi. Gamliel Zuga Shoal. Gamliel the Zuga, that was his name. He asked the question of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shbun, Ezer HaChomer Shebekulam. I have three psukim. Which of the three psukim is the most stringent, or Chomer the most potent? You have to know what exactly that means. I'll explain what that means in a moment. Omar Loi, so Rabban Rabbi Yosi Bar Rabbi Bun answered, Gamliel Zuta, V'hiyisem Nikiyim MeHashem Umi Yisrael. Now it's a mystery. What exactly does the Gemara of the Yerushalmi mean? What's the question and what is the answer? So the way he explains over here in the Sefer called Das, he doesn't have a source. He said maybe it's his own idea called Sefer Mishlim Divrei Chachomim in Beor Divrei Yaakov by Rav Yaakov Shechter, published by Musod Rav Kook. It's an excellent, excellent sefer, beautiful sefer. He says that the three psukim correspond to three different dimensions of where a person has to be noki. The Yisem Nikim MeHashem Umi Yisrael is reference to mamon. There, the issue with Bnei God, Bnei Ruvain, it was money, assets, land. Don't let the Jewish people suspect that you're going to steal the goods. You're going to take the land of Eivor HaYarden and not do your part and not participate in the war. It's purely a monetary charge. You should be honest in business. The Pasuk in Sefer Yoshua has nothing to do with money. It has to do with korbanos, avodas Hashem, matters that relate purely between man and Hashem. Adam Lamokan. The pasuk over here in Gimishle is Vesvinim's Umitzah, Seichel Tov, Ve'en Elokim Adam, has to do with intellectual honesty, academia, Chochma, nothing to do with money, nothing to do with mitzvahs, Ve'en Adam Lamokan, plagiarism, intellectual honesty, copyright laws, things like that. So the point is, the reason why this concept is repeated in three places in Tanakh is to teach that the person has to be free from suspicion in regard to Adam Lachavero, Mamon, Adam Lamokoim, and the third category in intellectual honesty. Don't what? Adam Latzmoi. Adam Latzmoi. That's really what it means. Intellectual honesty. Don't make believe. You know things that you don't. Things along those lines. Or everything including that category. So Gamliel Zuga. I don't know what Zuga means up here. Zuta would be the small one, the little one, but that says Zuga. I don't really know. That was his name. I don't know. That's what it says here. He asks Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bun, which of the three should a person focus on? We all know the Gemara and the Masech Makos, that in the Skadnu Hadoros, as time goes on, it gets harder and harder to perfect all of the mitzvahs. Tayag mitzvahs, quite a number. The Gemara in fact says it's so difficult, just focus on the tzaddik be'emunaso yichyeh. Just focus on one thing that's the ikar. So he told him, from these three, I can't live my life focusing on all three. Which one should I focus on? The mamon, adam lamakom, or as Rav Meir once said, adam la'atzmo, intellectual honesty, seichel tov, v'nim sachem v'seichel tov. So he said, kasha shachomer shevekulam is mamon. That's the ikar. It's not so bad, he said, that if someone sees you coming out of shul, 11 o'clock, with your talis bag, oy, they're going to be choshed that you missed Zman Kriyashma. Right? You woke up late. Terrible. What a chil Hashem. You woke up late for davening and you're coming out. It's a chil taka chil Hashem. It says, kel deos Hashem, kel deos Hashem. We learn from Pesach and Yeshua, when it comes to avodas Hashem, no one should suspect you did an avera bein odom lamokom. No one should suspect that you have non-kosher food in your house. Okay, sometimes you'll have outside packaging, Dunkin' Donuts. No, so I don't eat Chol of Yisrael, yeah.
You can have two for the price of one. If a person is careful, it's not a blechaveira, the mela is made out of the mocking.
Halavai, halavai, but
no, so, because that's one of the things which are called for who wants.
Right, and if not, but there are different, right, everything is interrelated. There's no, every Adam lachaveira is also an Adam lamokim, every Adam lamokim also is Adam lachaveira. Absolutely, everything is intertwined, interrelated, interlocked.
You said if you have a choice.
However, there are certain things which have a certain focus, a certain emphasis. When it comes to davening, when you're coming out of shul late with your talis bag, it's a matter of adam lamakom. Someone's going to suspect zechel Hashem. Zechel Hashem. You wake up so late. Some people know that even if they're going to davening at 8 o'clock, they're embarrassed. You know, you live a lifestyle where you know you get up at 6:30 in the morning. People wouldn't be caught. I know people that would not be caught dead in the street going to a minyan at 8 o'clock. Because it's embarrassing. I'm not going to start my day off. I start my day off. Dafyomi, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Mr. King, what time do you get up? 3:30 in the morning. Would you be caught dead going to an 8 o'clock minyan?
No way.
Okay, you appreciate this.
I'm a person for sure.
The Yisem, the Kiyim, so this is Kel Deas Hashem. But then there are matters also of the Ma'atzmo. Then there is the Kosher, the Chom, it's a beautiful Chazal. It's very apropos for our day and age. Because there's such a... Unfortunately, there's so many different stories of Chil Hashem where people are caught cheating on their taxes and doing this and doing that. The Chomer Shebechulam is the pasuk in Matos for Yisim Nikim Hashem Yisrael with regard to Mamon more so than Karbanos, more so than Adam La'atzma. Okay, now we go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Hey Betach El Hashem B'chol Libecha, HaFaith El towards Hashem with all of your heart, the El Binasicha Al Tishoin. Very famous expression. It's quoted in Pirkei Avos. Do not rely upon your wisdom. Don't think that Tishoin is a very powerful word. It means to lean. Don't lean, don't use your chokhmah as a support for your success in life. Success in life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'tach El Hashem. Look at the mitzvot David. Al tishoein, al tachshoiv, bevadai atzliach. Don't make a mistake. I think that you will certainly be successful. Since v'nasa davar bebina, because the matter was done with understanding. Ki akol biyad Hashem v'lo biyad binas adam. Everything depends on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, not upon the understanding of man. Success does not come from a person's chokhmah. It comes from siyata d'shmai. You can have the best business plan, the best business model. You can dot the I's, cross the T's, and we all know if there is no mazel, you're not going to be matzliach.
At the same time, if you have an idiotic business plan,
and you have mazel, the crazy,
you have much less of a chance of succeeding than if you have a.
You have to do your hishtadlus. You, of course, you have to do your hishtadlus. Mm-hmm. But even with your hishtadlus, a person can be absolutely the best. Still, the el binoscha al tishoein. Don't lean on it. It's not. It's if you don't have the siyata d'shmaya with all of your wisdom and your hishtadlus, you're not going to be matzliach. That's the way it is. You need tziyat d'shmaya.
Couldn't
okay.
The word be
the al binos the al? You get the same question of betach el Hashem. Why is it el Hashem not al Hashem with an ayin? Hafeth al upon. I hear what you're saying. I don't know the answer. El means towards. That you're it's a direction. Maybe it's even a more powerful word because the el binos.
Translates
al upon. Okay, so maybe it's an interchange. Sometimes the aleph and the al, the aleph and the lamel, even the
meaning. Is a thing that's always you're striving for.
towards. You're going
place
towards.
You can never reach.
You never can reach it 100%. You always, there's always a deeper level of bitachon. So therefore, al tishon, there's the parallels. You are focusing on it. If you're not successful, see, if you're leaning upon the al binasa al tishon, I've done everything I can possibly do. Let's say you set up a business and you've done everything. You have an MBA from the best business school, and you're not matzliach. So what will you do? I'll give up. Because I've leaned upon my wisdom. No, what will you do? We'll get another degree. Maybe the reason why I'm not wasn't because an MBA is not enough. I need a law degree. The combination of a law degree with an MBA, that's lethal. And if that doesn't work, medical degree. Can you imagine? No, there are very people who have both. People who have. I know someone. Someone I know of. He has a medical degree and a lawyer, and he's extremely in demand. The ability to deal with the legal issues in the medical profession is something very rare. Person who's qualified has that background to both. So there's always more. I'm going to go towards. If I'm not matzliach, I've done everything I possibly can, so I'm going to go focus and go towards more bina. It's very good. You'll have a niche, but the bottom line is you're lacking the bitach el Hashem. Okay, now there is. First of all, the Mamloi says something very interesting. He says he connects this to a famous chazal. I don't remember, I know what the Gemara is. The Gemara talks about success in the study of Torah. Person has to, we had this chazal a few days ago, person has to, of course, learn shtadlus. You have to study, and then we learned a few psukim el binasra sikra. You shall call out to bina, and in the street you shall give forth your voice. Which the commentators interpret to mean the person must be mispalo. You have to be mispalo. But the Gemara goes a step further. The Gemara says, "What? Very good. You did your shtadlus, and you were mispalo, and you were successful, and you were misayim shas." And then the meaning was, what about remembering it? Remembering that a year later you'll still remember everything you learned. The Gemara concludes, La suke shmaitza, la okme agirsa. La okme means to remember it, to attain it. Siata min shemaya. Even if you do your shtadlus and you learn and you mispalel to merit that l'okmei agirsa, that your girsa, your learning shall be retained, it should not be forgotten, that you need a special bonus of siyata d'shmai tefila, might not even be enough. What is that extra thing that you need? So the Mamlo always ties into this pasuk. That's what it says here, bitach el Hashem. You have to have a moon in a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chol libecha, all of your heart, to merit the siyata shmaya v'yal binoscha al tishon, that after you have succeeded in everything that we've discussed, all of these three programs, this program is all part of the process of studying Torah, the advantages, it's going to take you on the proper derech, it's going to prevent you from being nichshel in arayos and in minus, and going on an evil derech, and you have to, all there are many conditions, and now if you have succeeded in all of these conditions and you've reached a level where you have what to be proud of, so what? Easy come, easy go. You want to remember what you learned? You need, as the Gemara says, siyata min shemaya, and that siyata min shemaya here is the pasuk is addressing how to get that. It comes with bitachon. What kind of bitachon? Not just a low level of bitachon, an intense level of bitachon of bitach el Hashem b'chol libecha, and don't have faith that by the time you reach a certain age, don't have faith that you're being, don't rely upon the bina, that it's going to remain with you forever. Okay, that's one. Binascha, you're understanding. Binascha, we hear me. Remember, because that's the bina. The bina is the memory. The bina he ties is your understanding. It doesn't just mean your ability, your ability to understand. It means, according to the Mamloes, your accomplishments in bina. He's taking the word bina not as a verb, but as a noun. This that you have accomplished, you have attained, what we're calling your intellect, the body of knowledge that has become part of you through hard work and through tefillah, It's now part of you. It's what we're calling your binascha. I can now slacken off. I can go on vacation. I can relax. I've already learned more than most people, and they have learned in many lifetimes. And I have what? Anyone can come and ask me a shayla, I'll know the answer. The Gemara says, is he come? Is he go? Even if you'll do, you'll review it, you'll still forget it. And here the pasuk is giving you the secret to the okme agirsa siyata min shemaya is betach el Hashem bechol libecha. Okay, there's another very beautiful machamar mechazal. It comes from Bereishis Rabba, okay, Perik Ayin Vav. And there it first introduced by telling us that there are two people in Tanakh, the Ishei HaTanakh, that are called the chosen ones. Okay, we're the chosen nation, the Am HaNivchar, correct? Among the chosen nation, among the Ishei HaTanakh, who are the chosen people? There are only two people in Tanakh that are called chosen, Yaakov and Moshe. How do I know this? Yaakov, it says in Tehillim, Ki Yaakov Bochar Lo Ka. Hashem has chosen. Now, even though it means Klal Yisrael, right, in the big picture it means Klal Yisrael, but the Medrash interprets it specifically to Yaakov Avinu. Moshe, in Tehillim, Perak Mizmar Kuvav, Lule Moshe Vichiro. If not for Moshe, his chosen one. So these are the only two individuals. It's a good trivia question for Jeopardy. There are only two individuals in the entire Tanakh that are called the chosen one. What else do these two have in common? HaKadosh Baruch Hu explicitly told them, don't worry. You'll be okay. You're safe. Yaakov, Hashem said to Yaakov, V'hinei Hashem that's Al Tiguzu Badarach. That's what Yaakov told the children. That's what Yosef told the brothers. Hashem said to Yaakov in Perik Chofches, Hinei Anochi Imoch Ushmarticha B'chol Asher Teilech. Hashem explicitly told Yaakov Avinu, do not worry, I am with you. Moshe was also told, Ki Eheye Imoch. Don't worry, Hashem said to Moshe, I want you to go to Paro. This is the sign, so on and so forth. But the two chosen ones were explicitly told, don't worry, I am with you. And yet, we find afterwards, they were both worried. They both were. Who? How they both worried? Yaakov, Vayira Yaakov Me'od. When he came to meet Esav in Parashas Vayishlach, he was terrified. But Hashem promised. And in fact, Rashi there mentions the problem. Why is Yaakov afraid? Why is Yaakov afraid? Hashem promised. Ki enoch ki eheimach. Aushmatich chol asher teilech v'hashivo sicha el ha'adama. I'll return to Eretz Yisrael. Shema Yigroim Hachet. Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe al tira. Don't be afraid of Og. Og, I think in reference to Og, this is in Bamidbar Chaf Aleph. Al-Tira, I didn't look at the pasuk, I apologize, but I think either Og in Sichon, or maybe it was in reference to Midian. Al-Tira, Ito, okay, it doesn't call the whole pasuk, Hashem told by one of the wars that we had with Ammon, Mo, whatever it was, or Og in Sichon, Hashem told him, do not be afraid. So if Moshe is afraid, Hashem has to reassure Moshe, don't be afraid. Obviously, the Medrash says, it must be that Moshe, there was a reason why Moshe was afraid. So the question, so what do we see from this? So the Medrash goes, and Bereishis Rabba says, the pshat is in that, and that's what it says in this pasuk. The understanding of these two things is in the pasuk in Mishlei Paragim, pasuk hey, betach el Hashem b'chol libecha, the Bina in this context, according to the Medrash, is the understanding, or basically the promise that Hashem has made to you that you'll be okay. Hashem promised Moshe and Yaakov nothing to worry about. That awareness, that information, that knowledge is part of your Bina. That's part of your understanding. The Medrash is a very loose translation for the word Bina. Bina means knowledge. What's the knowledge? The knowledge is the promise that Hashem's word is good as gold. It's good to go. What? I hear, but this is what the Medrash says. The Medrash says, that's how the Medrash interprets. Binasa means, it means an information, inside information. That's not so far-fetched. Bina We normally translate bin as a verb, right? Maven dub me talked over. It's you take your, it's an application of the tools analysis, which is a verb. That's not the way it's being translated over here. It's being translated both according to the Pshut Shel Mikra and according to the Medrash as knowledge. You have inside information. How did you get this inside information? Well, according to the simple interpretation, is you worked very hard. You sweated. You burned the midnight oil. You worked very hard to acquire that knowledge. But now it is knowledge which you possess. According to the Medrash, it's no big deal. It's not like you had to work for the knowledge. It's inside information. You have access to information that no one else has knowledge of, or whatever. You have it. Hashem told you, don't worry, I'm going to be there. I'm telling you the future. If that's the case, so why are they afraid? It's exactly what it says. V'el binascha al tishoin. Just because you have inside information, it doesn't make a difference. You still need betach el Hashem b'chol libecha. You still need to have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema yigroim hachet. Okay, that is okay. Now there is another very, very popular chazal. This is a Gemara Masechta Shabbos. You've all heard this multiple times. The Bar talks about Rabbi Elozer ben Arach. What happened? Who was Rabbi Elozer ben Arach? He was a very Talmud Chacham. And what happened? He decided that it's time to retire. He had a yeshiva. He was a big Rosh Shiva, and he was very successful. And he said, you know what? It's now time to retire, the golden age. I have to go, the golden years, I have to go retire. So he went out to some exotic resort, and he slackened off. He was known to be from the Gedolei Hadar. And then one day he gets a visit from the Talmid, and they come to visit him. And they say, "Nu, come back." When he went on vacation, the Gemara says, "Imshach basrayu," he enjoyed, had the good life. Pina colada, coconuts, and all the good stuff. What? Wherever he was. So the Talmidim came to find him, and they said, "Nu, come back, scholar in residence. Come back. We'll make it worth your while. Come back." Comes back. They give an aliyah. Happens to be Parshas Bo. He gets up, and in those days, when you get the aliyah, you're expected to lane as well. So comes the pasuk Chodesh Hazel Lochem Rosh Chodashim. What does he say? Hacheresh Hoya Libam. He says instead of Hachodesh, he says Cheresh, deaf, a deaf mute. Hazeh, he says Hoya, and instead of Lochem, that's what, you know, we have that in the Shi'arim, instead of the Halacha. All the bases, he must have gone to the morning kollel. That's what he was doing. That's what he was doing on vacation. So all of a sudden he confused all the bases with chafs and bases. So he says, "Acheresh haya libam," which means that their hearts have become deaf. Their hearts have become sealed, and they're deaf mute. The heart is no longer receptive to hearing the words of Torah. So it's obviously a simen min hashamayim that when you go on vacation for too long and indulge in the good things that this world have to offer, it has an effect on all of the hard work, all of the chachma that you have accumulated your entire life. And the Gemara there concludes, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos ties that sin and says, don't be like Elozer ben Arach. Look what could happen. I'll read you the exact words of the Gemara. V'hainu d'tanan. Okay, by the way, the Gemara there says the Talmidim had tremendous chalisha sadas. What happened to their Rebbe? I guess it's bad for them. Because, you know, people like today we live in a generation where you have to have a Rebbe. If you're your own person, no one wants to go to a yeshiva. You know, he is his own man. He learned by Rav Beryl. He learns by Avram Yeshua. You have to have a, I learned in there. Who is he? You always hear the Yeshiva Bacham. You always say, who is he a Talmud of? Where did he get his derech and learning? I'm not really aware today. All these derechim learning, to me, it all seems the same. But I don't really get it. Find the nuances. But do you always hear, what kind of derech? Where did he get his derech from? They have a Messiah. So it's not a good thing for the Talmudim to say, yeah, we learned by Rabbi Elozer ben Arach. Because when they Google Elozer ben Arach, it doesn't say such nice things about him. So it wasn't good for Shaduchim to say that you're a Talmud of Elozer ben Arach. So what did they do? They were mispalel. The Talmidim were mispalel for the Rebbe. It says the Gemara, Bo Rabban Racha Me'alei. They were mispalel, and the Hoda Talmud and his Torah was restored. And then the Gemara concludes. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos ends Masechta Shabbos. Tahaynu ditnan. Now you can understand what it says in the Brisa. Rabbi Nohorai Omer. Rabbi Nohorai was the one that was into Torah Lishma. He had a goyel l'mukayim Torah. When you want to go into Golis, when you want to go on vacation, you go on vacation to a place of Torah. Why the Al Taimar? Don't say you'll go to a resort where there's no Torah and you'll start your own yeshiva and the Mela Talmidim will flock to you. The Al Taimar Shehi Tovay Al Karecha and Shechaveirecha Yikaimu Abiyodecha, and your friends, when you go to a place where there's no one there, you'll be mufalpal with them and they'll keep your learning. Because the Pasuk says it's not going to happen, you're going to forget it. Shenemar, this Pasuk in Mishlei, the El Binoscha Al Tishoein. Don't rely upon your bina, upon your understanding. Don't think that you've acquired an enormous amount of Torah knowledge and it's going to protect you, it's going to save you. If you go to an environment where there is no support for Torah, you're going to slip down the slippery slope, and before you turn around, you'll have nothing. Rachman al-Litzlan, this was very, very true for people who came from Europe before the war, or during the war, they came to America. The greatest Talmidei Chachamim, people that no one can hold a candle to today, people that came were incredible level of Talmidei Chachamim, and Rachman al-Litzlan, there was terrible pogroms, there was no parnasa, terrible tsaros in Europe. And they came to America, and in America there was no Parnassah, and the only place they can find some Parnassah to go out west, who knows where, to become Mashkiach, to become this, to become that. And these are big Talmidei Chachamim, and Nachman al-Litzlan, many of their children did not remain religious. Because they came, they never would have imagined what would have happened. Had they known in hindsight that this would happen, they never would have done this. They would have, whatever they would have done, they wouldn't have done this. Because, binascha tishayin, they felt, I mean, you have to say, I'm not coming to judge, I wouldn't have been any better without any question, but obviously there was an understanding, v'el binascha tishayin. I have Torah, and if I have Torah, I'll rely upon it, and we'll hope for the best. Again, I wouldn't have been any better. No one can say, but it's a very frightening thing. It's exactly what the Gemara says. Don't think just because you have Bina, you have to still have B'tach El Hashem B'choli. But it's not exactly what the Pasuk, the example I'm giving is not a perfect match for the Pasuk, but the Gemara is also not a perfect match for the Pasuk. The Gemara is just focusing on the end of the Pasuk. The Gemara is not telling you, in the beginning of the Pasuk, you have to have more than just Bina. Here it seems B'tach El Hashem, B'tochon, but in the case of the Gemara, Bina Horai, his interpretation is, what?
They had emuna, they
didn't
work out.
They had b'tach el ibecha, but the Gemara, emuna b'tach el Hashem, it's right, you need emuna, but the Gemara, I guess you have to look at the Gemara Rabbi Nohorai. The question just becomes bigger. Rabbi Nohorai ignores the beginning of the Pasuk. Rabbi Nohorai says, "Havi goyle l'makom Torah." When you have to go, leave your primary location, don't go to a place where there's nothing, and don't say, Binoscha Tishon, I'll start fresh with me. It's not going to happen. And unfortunately, in the 20th century, we see how true it was. But it says the Pasuk, B'tachel Hashem b'chol ibecha. So what did Rabbi Nohorai say? Maybe that's exactly what Nohorai is telling us. Don't just focus on the beginning of the Pasuk. There's just merit in focusing on the end of the Pasuk as well. You need a support system. You need a whole network to keep you going.
Rabbi Levine?
Yes.
Said, I'll go to Omaha, Nebraska for 2-3 years, and then I'll go back to Europe, but they never went back.
I don't know American Jewish history. The big experts, Rabbi Rakefet, he's the mumcha. He's the mumcha. He has 1,000 shiurim, 1,000 shiurim online, that history, Jewish history, and he really, barrel wine. But here, Rabbi Rakefet, his specialty is he really can elaborate on it. All the different personalities of life in America in the early 20th century, and what became of them, and how it developed into all the various institutions we have today, all the good stories and the not such good stories. Okay, let's go to another Maimon Chazal. Let's go to the next Pasuk Vav. Oh no, one thing we left out, the Rashi, Pasuk Hey, you can't forget about the Rashi, B'tach El Hashem. Now he says over here something that's not obvious. not for this Rashi, you would never say this on your own. B'tachel Hashem upazer mi'osecha levakeish l'chorav lilmod mimenu v'albinoscha alti sho'en. Okay, so he says something that's 100% not obvious in the pasuk. That's why you need a Rashi. He says, what is the pasuk coming to Jew? That Rashi learns binoschot means a verb. Right? We call it analysis. I'm a smart guy. Not like the midrashim that I've quoted to you. Binoschot is a noun, a body of knowledge. Inside information. I have inside information or I have acquired knowledge. That will keep me going. That's not the way Rashi learns. Binoschot is your ability, your analytical ability, koyach of understanding. So I don't need a Rebbe, I don't need to pay tuition, I don't need to go seek expertise. I'm my own man. I have a Gemara, I can learn on my own. There's nothing out there in the world that someone can teach me that I can't figure out on my own. L'may nafgamina, it's going to cost me money. People are not going to do it for free. If I want to go and acquire special knowledge to hear someone else's take on a piece of the Gemara, I'm going to have to pay. Right? Everything costs money. So it says here, this is exactly what the pasuk says, B'tachel Hashem. What does it mean, B'tachel Hashem? Have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Faith costs money. That's what it says. It's a shocking Rashi. Upazer me'oisecha. Disperse. Clean out your savings account. Don't leave this world with a penny. Okay, the Gemara talks about people who leave this world with even one penny. It's a curse. Because that means you worked for this money and you didn't enjoy it. Today, that's not the way we live. Today people live, they work for their children, which is totally, unfortunately, this is a whole corrupt system. But, oilam hafuch re'isi.
I had a lecturer who said, the last check that I write should bounce.
The last check, that's
Gezel, though. No, there's no money left. The last check that I ever write for this world.
Should bounce. But that's also unethical, because that means he's having enough money. I understand what I'm saying. Clean out your savings account to acquire knowledge. Because the knowledge that you acquire in this world of Hashem is what you're going to take with you to the next world. And once you come to the next world, it's too late to acquire. And we don't know what goes on there, how this works, new knowledge, but the eager knowledge that you take with you to the next world is when you acquire this world. Don't rely upon your koichos, your mental kohos to study. You need someone to teach you. And that's called the Tachel Hashem B'chol Ibecha. Where does it say money in the Pasuk? So the Maid Sarati says, put your money where your mouth is. If you really have faith, faith doesn't just mean it's going to happen. You have to do hishtadlus. And the greatest hishtadlus is money. You pay for something. There's nothing.
Like the motto of yeshivas.
Money talks. It's just no, amazing. No. It's amazing. It's amazing what money can do. Can't do everything.
Money isn't everything.
Not everything, but it can do. Money isn't everything, but it can do quite a bit. Unfortunately. Again, I don't know the connection. I didn't come across any medrash. You would never say this. Who would ever say this? B'tachel Hashem b'chol ibecha means you sit in shul the whole day and say Tehillim. Isn't that what it means? Isn't that what it means? With all of your heart. Have faith. Emunah. No, it means money. If you really have faith in HaKadosh, you really have faith that in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Albinoscha al Tishoin, what do you have to do? You have to spend money. Pazer, not to spend money, spend all of your money to hire teachers to make sure that you know Torah. Okay, something to think about. I don't really have clarity in the connection between the two. Pasuk Vav, b'chol derechecha do'ehu v'hu yiyasher orichosecha. All of your ways you shall know Hashem, and as he refers to the subject of the pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's either HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or it refers also to Torah. Okay, so it refers to know Hashem. Who are you supposed to know? You know the Torah or you know Hashem? It's really both. Yep.
Derech and Oruch, yeah.
Also, we're going to come down in a few moments. The trickle down economics. We're going to come to that in a few moments. V'hu yasher or chasechan, and he will straighten your path. Okay, let's first see the mitzudos b'chol derechecha, b'chol inyonecha da'es Hashem. So according to the mitzudos, the subject here is Hashem, know him. Okay, it's Lashon, Yah is Lashon Zohar. So Zohar is Hashem, Torah will be feminine. Because, you know, you could argue, maybe we're referring to the Torah. All of your ways you shall know Torah. Everything that you do shall be done with Das Torah. Right? What color should the car, the interior of the car, should it be navy or should it be black? Das Torah. What does it say in the Gemara? So, Das Torah. Ask the rabbi. What does it say? That's what it says. It says Mecholdech. So it doesn't say that. It doesn't say Torah. It says to know Hashem. Okay, that's the first thing. According to Mitzudos, Das Hashem Rosh Lemar Tein Datcha Lachshav Lasay Smasecha. Apply your knowledge to know Lachshav Lasay in order to do your deeds. Laman Yavo Bidvar Toeles. You shall enter into a matter that is of benefit. Lekayem Dvar Hashem, to fulfill the word of Hashem. Then he, Hashem, when you apply your knowledge in order that you should succeed in fulfilling Hashem's will, then Hashem will grant you siyata d'shmaya. He will take you along a path that is straight, and you will be successful. So Rashi learns this, seems to be saying that it's a continuation. If you will apply, if you will make your attempt. Okay, if you're going to make an attempt that you should be successful, Hashem will grant your request, and He will guide you along the proper path. Rashi says there is no Rashi. Okay, now the Mamloes. I'm not sure it's the Mamloes. Maybe it's someone else. There are two words here. We have the word Derech, and we have the word Orach. We discussed this many times. Derech is a large highway, which means it's a public. Everyone travels this highway. And Orach is this small, narrow path, which is private. Not too many people travel on this path. So now this is a very big debate, the difference between our generation and the previous generations. Previous generations, a person would not have a beard unless you were a rabbi. A person would not dare put on a top hat. You would not make believe you're a rabbi. You would not present yourself as being on a madrega unless you really are on that level. This generation is just the opposite. Everyone is told, put on a black hat, wear your tzitzis out, dress, have a long beard, behave in a way as if more than what you really are. Why? Trickle down effect. Because maybe, even though you're not holding, I mean, who is someone like me to wear black hats? Come on, who are you fooling already? You're such a religious person, you present yourself as being a Yoreh Shemayim, a Ben Torah. Is really everything in order? So what is it? So the Derech HaOlam is, in this generation, you're right, it's not in order, but the Chitzonios, the external forms of the way we live, maybe if you're lucky, will have a trickle-down effect, will affect you. You do it over and over again, you see the tzitzis. You know, I'm dressing like this, I really should maybe behave a little bit better.
Maybe you'll inherit some land in Poland.
What?
You'll dress like that, maybe you'll inherit some land in Poland.
A land in Poland? I don't understand. But the goal is, if the outside manifestations, if the externals are on a high, we hope that it will make an impression upon a person, and over time, a person will trickle down, and it'll have an effect on you, and you'll become a better person. That's what you need to do when you're desperate, when you're living in a generation where people are real and sincere. You don't need to do that. Then you can work your way up. Then only if you're really deserving of being on that stature will you dress the part. Something along those lines. So the Mamloe says, really, that's exactly what it says over here. This is the approach of the trickle down effect. B'chol derechecha do'ehu. A derech is the outside, the big highway, in public. In public, you, the person, shall go out of your way to know Hashem, Make believe you know Hashem. I'm out in the street, I'm on the derech, the big public highway, six lanes. Do things to know Hashem. Behave in a way, at least in public, that you claim to know Hashem. And if you'll do that, the pasuk is telling you, guess what? The who, Hashem will reciprocate. He will work, if you are sincere, that you're doing this in order that it shall have an effect upon you, Hashem will reciprocate and inspire you. Yiyasher, he will straighten out the crookedness of the things that you do in private on Orach Hosech. The Orach is the private path, the path that you take in your home, in your dining room, where no one is watching. If you behave publicly in a way that shows you're trying to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will have the siyata d'shmai that over time HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open up your heart to straighten out the crooked and the corruption that is in your private life. They always tell us the Baalei Tshuva. They tell us the Baalei Tshuva, and they tell people who are even gerim, people who are practicing to become gerim, you want to do it. So you go step by step. The first thing you have to do is in public. Public, observe Shabbos. At home, you don't want to be Shomer Shabbos? Okay. But one step at a time. At least publicly, you observe Shabbos. The public pressure. And then, over time, you will find that the nisyonos of being Mechal Shabbos privately will be less and less, and you'll come to a madrego where you will be a much better person. In fact, I actually read about a forum, that there's a certain forum where people guard your eyes. People who are unfortunately addicted to the internet, doing things on the internet. So, Rahman al Sun, there are people that have sunk and have really fallen in, and there are these forums, like they do people who are addicted to gambling and alcohol. So I just read an article. So this person, he writes that he started off with one of these techniques to do things first in public and then different various filters. And he writes that now, and he's been part of this forum, this group, this therapy group, it's already 2-3 years. He's grown so much where he's able to work on Taharas HaMachshava. He's on the Madrega where, like, years ago when he was a child, when he was one thing, you don't do the wrong thing. You don't look here, you don't look there. But you can't control your thoughts. But how much already can you control? You see something, okay, so the average person, you do what you can do, but you can't control your thoughts to that degree. Now, after going to this therapy and going through all the techniques and working publicly, he's already reached a madrega where he has control over his machshava, and he's writing about this very lofty concept of taharas hamachshava. How did it happen? What's going to happen, you're going to start with taharas hamachshava, and then you're going to work you all the way up. It doesn't go like that. It starts out, you do things externally, which to your mind it has no meaning. And slowly, over slowly, you grant it siyata shmaya to things that are so private, only you yourself know about in your machshava. And that's what it says in this pasuk. But it's not just shalom, it's something that's external, and the external environment has an effect on the pnimius, even though you're far, far from it. And that is the pshat in this pasuk. To repeat, there's a derech and there's an orach. A derech is a public road of life. The orach is a private road. The first part of the pasuk is addressing the person. You have to do things externally. Do'ehu, know Hashem. How do you know Hashem? When you go out in the street, make believe you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dress the part, behave the part. And if you'll do your part publicly, the chitzenius will have an effect on the pnimius. It will come to a time where Hashem will then step in and grant you success. V'hu, Hashem, will then come along, yiyasher, straighten out all the problems that you have that affect you privately. Okay, so this is a derech which is very appropriate for our generation. In the earlier generations that we read about, it wasn't like this, obviously. People did not make believe to be who they were not. We didn't live in fantasy island. But whatever you were, you were. Whatever you were not, you were not. Okay, so let's now go to, this is Now, this pasuk is a very popular pasuk in Masechet Brachos. Everyone heard this at some point in time. Brachos and Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara says, "Ezehu parsha ketana." What small parsha is there in the Torah? Shekol gufei Torah tuluyim ba. Kol haTorah kula depends upon this. So the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Samach Gimel, the very end of Masechet Brachos, this pasuk. The whole Torah depends upon what we're learning here. Bechol derachecha da'ehu. Everything that a person does in this world has to be l'shem shemayim. V'hu yiyasher orichosecha, and Hashem will straighten out your path. Omar Rava. Rava goes on to say a tremendous chiddush. Afilu l'dvar avera. Even if you're doing an avera, you should do the avera l'shma. You should do the avera lishma. There's such a concept which we don't accept, which we don't do bizman hazed. The Gemara talks about it. The Gemara talks about situation halach l'mais. It's not accepted at all in our day and age. But there is such a concept that better do an avera lishma than do a mitzvah shaloi lishma. That's what the Chazal say. Okay, so and then the Gemara goes on. And then the Gemara gives an example, a fascinating example. V'zeh b'chod v'afil ba'aver shaj ha'arei shekol guvei tertlimba. Amar Papa, the murder is an example. A ganaf, think about this. A person is about to commit grand larceny. He's about to break into someone's house, steal a car. And what does he do? Well, he's a ben Torah. He went to yeshiva. So he goes, "Ibayna shalaylam, help me. Make sure no one's watching. Make sure everything goes." He daven's a long shmona esrei. He daven's a long shmona esrei before he goes out to commit to rob, to swindle someone, to steal someone's life savings. So what's the pshat? That's what, I don't know what the pshat is. I'm just telling you it's the Gemara. I don't know the pshat. Okay, it's the Gemara Masechet the Brachos. People learned this. Amar Papa. Okay, the one that we may want to see him, a papa, all of his 10 children, Hainu the Amri Inshe, Ganova, Apum, Machtarta, when he's on the edge of the boundary, as he's about to break into someone's private home, Machteres, Rachmona Kri, he calls out to Hashem, "Hashem, please help me be successful." Zeru Sha'oimim, as people say, Ganova, Alpi, Machteres, Kari Lashem, he calls out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so this is, Bechol, he has Mekias fulfilled the Ganov. Bechol derachecha do'eyu nafilu avera shall be done lishma. Okay, whatever that means, I don't know, but let's leave with that. Okay, now let's go to Pasuk Zayin. This Pasuk was addressed towards Shlomo HaMelech. Remember, he wrote Sefer Mishlei. He's talking here to himself because he has violated this Pasuk. Al tehi chacham be'einecha. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Yirah es Hashem v'sur meira. This pasuk touches upon all the psukim not a few weeks ago, Parsha Shoftim, of a king. A king is supposed to have a Sefer Torah. Why? He the karbo kol yimei chayav. Why? Laman tilmad liyirah es Hashem. To fear Hashem. And not to, I think the pasuk goes on, not to deviate, not to turn away from the not to turn away from Hashem's commandments. And what does the pasuk go on to tell the king? Make sure you don't have too many wives. Make sure you don't have too many horses. Make sure you don't have too much wealth, too much money. Because if you have too many wives, they're gonna sway your heart. What's the word? The word is sur. They're going to cause you to turn away. You're going to have too much money. You're going to go back. Your heart's going to become. Your heart's going to become arrogant. Too much horse. You're going to go back to Mitzrayim. So Shlomo HaMelech says, "No, I'll rely upon my bina." Right? That's the previous pasuk hey. He relied upon his bina, and he relied upon his chachma. He was chacham. He called Adam. The Torah says, "Why? I'm a chacham. It's not going to happen to me." So here in this pasuk, Shlomo HaMelech is confessing his sins. Okay, Shlomo HaMelech is confessing. Al tehi chacham be'einecha. Don't be chacham in your eyes. Yira es Hashem b'sur meira. Fear Hashem and turn away from evil. If you otherwise, you're going to end up like me. You're going to have too many wives. You're going to be in a lot of trouble.
So negativism in chacham.
Why? A chacham is like the chacham from the Manishtana.
Right. In other words,
don't be like the chacham.
Sanish called guys a chacham.
That's an expression.
A wise guy.
A wise guy. A genius macha. A genius macha. Okay, let's see. Let's see if the Apostle Zion.
A legend in your own mind.
What? Yeah. Their own eyes. Okay, let's give you a part of the Rash Zayin in the Mitzvah. Zalti Chum Yeinecha Lehakel Lehakel B'davar Nesa. So the Mitzvah says something very focused on something very specific, to be leaning something which is Osir. La'asos Geder V'Shimur. Don't be lenient in davar which is Osir. La'asos Geder V'Shimur B'Choy Shavcha She'ein Chacham K'moyscha. Chatzarech Geder. With regard to Gedarim,
nobody at your level, at your level of Chachma needs a Geder,
with regard to matters that Chazal have enacted, safeguards, don't think, I don't need the safeguard. I am above the safeguard. Ela Yirei Es Hashem, Fear Hashem, Pen Im Kol Chachmascha, Tichshol, despite your great wisdom, you will fail. You will stumble in this matter. Don't think that you can take down the safeguards. Hashem gave safeguards to Shlomo. Don't have too many wives. Don't have too much money. Don't have too many horses. These are safeguards. And here he's saying, I failed in my safeguards. I took them down, and that indeed led me to evil. V'su meira harchek me'od v'asei geder. So Mitzudas here learns very specifically, we're not even focusing on the ikar, we're focusing on gedarim, which are primarily mitzvos derabonan. Mitzvos derabonan, ruba deruba, are gedarim, not minishal. The classic example is meat and milk. Don't eat milk after meat for 6 hours. That's quite a safeguard. Torah says you're not allowed to cook meat and milk together. Even eating meat and milk together is not awesome in our Torah. The prohibition is bishul, cooking them together. So as a safeguard, not only we're not going to eat meat and milk together, we're not going to even have a delay of 6 hours because of cooking meat and milk together. That's quite a degree. A person can say, I don't need these safeguards. Yet, Chazal, don't rely upon your chachma. You have to follow the rules. That's a geder. Okay, I don't know. It's a minig, right? The waiting,
yeah,
it's a minig.
The Germans have
three hours, 1 hour. It's a minig. But still, there is a custom. In Echnami, there is a custom. But halacha, so in Echnami, let's take it back. The halacha of not eating meat and milk together is a geder de rabbanim. That's asamid de rabbanim. And then the delay of waiting is a further geder, which is a minhag in Echnami. Different madrigals.
It's a variable.
Okay, let's go further. Al tihi. Okay,
drink a glass of, technically you can drink a glass of milk with your hamburger?
Technically, eating together in Atar is mutter. Midrabbanim, one may not eat, and as a minig, as a takana, as a minog, you now have there is a delay.
It's not even a halacha from the rabbin?
No, it's also midrabbanim. Eating meat and milk together is also midrabbanim. That's a din derabbanim.
And if you drink the milk first...
Okay.
Okay, eating together.
Waiting to drink the milk after the meal's been cleared.
That's a minuk. That is a custom.
But if you drink the milk first.
Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk ches rifus tehila sarecha v'shikoy le'atz moisecha. Okay, now there's a lot going on this. So let's try to do all this pasuk. Torah will be refuah le sharecha. Okay, Mr. Wexler. Rifus he lisharecha. Rifus means it will be refulish. Now lisharecha means your navel. It means the navel, the belly button, the navel, which is a code, a keyword to refer to all of a person's flesh, because the person begins, the body, the Chazal said that the person begins to form from the navel. That's the umbilical cord, that part of the body, that is the center, the penimius of the person's guf. So this is, it will be, Torah will be refu li sharecha, de shikui. Shikui means lashon of mashke. It will be liquid, and in this context it means marrow, lubrication. The bones will be lubricated with marrow, the shikui le atzmo secho, for your bones. Mitzudos pasik ches, rifus rotz lemer, hageder lo yazik the geder, the gedarim, according to this interpretation, the gedarim, the safeguards that we enact are not going to cause any harm. Ki od yoyil v'tir rifus, not only will not cause you any harm, in fact, it will bring about healing. Ratzalaymar yachzik oitzcha b'kim ha-mitzvos, it will strengthen you in the fulfillment of the mitzvos. And then the mitzvot is filed on the end of the pasuk. Rashi explains these words: rifus hi'ti l'sharecha ha-chochma Torah. Now Rashi obviously is not learning like the Mitzvot. The Mitzvot says that the subject is the Gedorin, are the safeguards. The safeguards will enhance your observance. Rashi disagrees. Rashi says the study of Chochma, the study of Torah itself, will be a refuah for your navel. What is this word? Sharecha, kimo shirorecha agan hasahar. Your navel is like a basin. It's like a beautiful basin. And shir hashirim, another word we find high. Tiburecha, your navel, v'shikui. Shikui comes to the word of mashkeli atzmo secha, hu hamoach, this is the marrow, kinyin shenemar, umoach atzmo sov yeshuker. We had this in Eov that the marrow of your bones is well watered, it's moist. The marrow is functioning the way it should be. The marrow is well. The moisture is accurate in the bones, the marrow of the bones. Okay, now this is the simple interpretation. The Dam Lo is a very beautiful interpretation. He connects Pasuk Ches back to Pasuk Zayin. He says, when a person goes to a doctor and says, I have a virus, I have a cold, I have some illness, and the doctor says, okay, take these pills. So do you ever see a patient say, what in the world are in these pills? Can you explain to me, the average layman who's not a chemist, who's not a doctor, can you explain to me what in the world, how does this work? I'm going to take this, it tastes like poison, and this is going to heal me? It's going to remove a disease, a serious disease? It doesn't make any sense to the average person. Yet, when you go to a doctor, you have faith that this little pill, even something teeny, which is bitter, which you have no clue what it is, you have faith by taking it, it's going to heal you. This is the attitude a person has to have with regard to Torah. The Torah says to the Melech, don't have more than 18 wives, don't have too much gold and silver, don't have too many horses. Don't make cheshbonos. Just like if you go to the doctor, he would give you medication, you would not ask questions, even though you have no understanding, you have faith that the medication works. That is how the attitude you have to have towards Torah. You observe the mitzvos, it works. You learn the daf according to Rashi, you learn hashor shenoga chesapara. What does shor shenoga chesapara have to do with teaching me emunah? How am I going to become a better person? A Yorei Shamayim. It's magic. It's magic. It works. Same way medicine works, it heals. Learning the study of Torah, the observance of mitzvahs, is magic. It does wonders that cannot be explained to people on our level living in this world. That's the mashal. It's a refuah to a doctor which will heal your navel, your body, and give, and your bones. Okay, that's one chazal. That is some very beautiful moment of chazal. Another chazal comes from Avos, in Avos. I'm not exactly what it's Avos, Paragvav, Alpi, Perish HaMishnais Lehar, Rabbeinu Maimon, Rabbeinu Moshe, the Rambam. Here he explains, the Rambam says that this pasuk refers to Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Rifus Tehilis Shorecha. Torah is a refuah for your basar. When does a person have flesh? When he's alive. When a person dies, Achamev Eschem, what happens to the flesh? It decays. What's left? Bones. Bones don't decay so quickly. Maybe after a few hundred years, it turns into dust. But the Derech Klal, the bones stick around for a long, long time. The loose bone remains even for forever. But even bones, generally speaking, the bones, that's how these, in the ancient times, that's how people were buried. They were buried in two, it was a two-step process. The person would die, they would take it out to the field, they'd be buried in the earth, and the flesh would decay for whatever it took. And then after the flesh would decay, they would, it was called likut atzamos. They would open up the grave, there would be no flesh, just a skeleton, and they would take the bones, and only bones. So you can pack it up in a nice little package. It doesn't take up a whole coffin. You can take all the bones of a whole skeleton and put it into a little teeny box. Take the little teeny box, and they will put it into a vault, into a cave, and that's why a person, you can store the bones of many, many people in a very, very small area. There's a two-step process. First, the flesh decays, then the likud atzamos. So bones, according to the Rambam, is a code for death. And basar, the navel, is a code for life. Torah gives you success in this world and in the next world. If you'll only study Torah, take Torah and Mitzvah seriously, take Hashem seriously, rifus tihi lishalecha, it'll be refuah for your flesh, for your navel, meaning your flesh, in this world, because the flesh only exists in this world. And furthermore, this shikui la'atzmosecha, your bones will be, we'll be lubricated, but we're borrowing the term, it'll be, your bones will be strong and vibrant, meaning after your death. Your existence, which is symbolized in your bones, will be firm and successful in Olam HaEmes after the person leaves, through the Zechus and the Limud HaTorah. That's how the Rambam learns. Okay, that is another very beautiful interpretation. We're running out of time. We're really out of time, so I have to stop here. But there's more. Rishon will do tomorrow another very nice Chazal, which ties into Rosh Hashanah. The laning of the first day of Rosh Hashanah. I'll just tell you the Hakdama. Why do we lane the last Aliyah on the first day Rosh Hashanah? After the Akedah, sorry, the second day Rosh Hashanah. After the Akedah is over, it tells us about the Yichus of Besuel. Milcah, the eight children, until Besuel, Yolad, and Sarifka. So many say because that's the next generation, but there's something much deeper which the Medrash touches upon and connects directly into this Pasuk here. We'll Mir Tashem, pick that up tomorrow.